The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, this is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and in studio, our good friend Dr. Kevin Wong, who is a family physician, and he once led the entire organization in the state of Pennsylvania. Doc, good to see you.
Good morning.
Doc is a steady listener, and we had a conversation before about how difficult it was to get an appointment with a dermatologist. And doctor said there's a new device out that could really expedite the process in terms of physicians, where you would go see your family PC, right?
Correct.
And would have this technology available that would be an early indicator for people when it comes to diagnosing skin issues.
This is the first device approved by the FDA in January of this year, and literally it helps primary care physicians be at the level of dermatology to help diagnose and rule out skin lesions as possibly cancerous.
So if a patient comes in and has a concern and they can't get an appointment for some time, at least in the moment they know, or maybe flag an area. So we've asked our boss to donate his body to science, B.J. Comanchik.
Yes. Pre-tested on one arm, on the left arm.
Pre-tested, yeah. And it flashed, which is why I didn't mean to laugh, but of all people, Dr. Wong was just showing him how this works, and all of a sudden there's a giant red light going off in here.
So basically, the device is very simple. You can just put it on any skin lesion of concern, and it basically takes 5 readings on the same spot. I mean, no pain. He's not dying. He's not screaming. And it can literally give me, within a minute, a great idea, which aids my interpretation of what I'm looking at, to see what the lesion looks like. And hopefully, like this, it will say monitor, which means if it's monitor, it's 97% chance it is not cancer. So that automatically would help minimize those people worrying about it and having to see a dermatologist.
I'm glad PJ's going to make it, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Through this process.
So they're definitely, you know, the levels that we have to look at, because the reason we think it's so great is that family physicians can have this device, which is simple. The company's making it very reasonable for us to get them. And hopefully people can get in for appropriate screenings earlier. And then the dermatologists have, because then they get to see the people who really need to be seen for major lesions that need to be excised sooner than later.
And you say this is just out this January.
It's just January. It was approved. I got the first one commercially available in May of this year by the luck of God. And because the person who was the marketing person is in Pittsburgh, and I'd spoken to him last year before it was approved.
There's always a Pittsburgh connection. And do you use this frequently?
We've used it in the office enough, and we've had people come to the office for it, because there's only 2 of us in Pittsburgh that even have one of these right now.
And you expect these, I would imagine there'll be a lot of physicians that would want to have this. And what do the dermatologists say?
Some of the dermatologists are concerned they don't understand what it is. They feel that it's a new toy, but clinically it's going to help them, because the ones they don't need to see, we're not going to be sending to them anymore. and the patients can be screened quickly, and the ones that are higher risk, hopefully they'll be able to get in sooner, because as you know, waiting for a routine appointment takes forever, and if there's really a concern of a lesion, you'll get them in faster than 2 or 3 months, which is ridiculous. When I actually had my second patient diagnosed with this, she ended up having a lesion that was 10 out of 10, thought it was malignant melanoma, tried to get her a dermatologist, still took 2 months for it to be seen.
Man.
So that's what's scary.
Yeah, so this is breakthrough technology here in Pittsburgh with Dr. Kevin Wong. And Doc, while you're here, I want to ask you about what you're seeing as a family physician presenting with your patients. We heard about and we're talking about walking pneumonia seems to be, the CDC says, 10 times higher incidence of cases this year than last at the same time.
We're just seeing all sorts of upper respiratory. The problem is, I think people are actually paying attention more than ever because of COVID and catching up. Because we've always had people in the summertime said, oh, I just have my summer bug or it's allergies. But now they're actually paying attention a little bit more, which is good, and realizing some of these people who are sicker should be seen sooner than later because they didn't realize they're really carrying something that could be treated and get them out of trouble sooner than later.
What do you do for walking pneumonia if that is the case?
It depends upon whether you think it might be bacterial or viral. And so obviously you don't want to use antibiotics and things that are not appropriate if it's viral. And that's the important thing in this day and age. So it depends upon your risk stratification. And that's why if people are having symptoms much more than just your typical cold, then they should see their physician to make a determination.
How hard is it to see family physicians these days?
Not easy, but obviously if you have acute episodes, you should call them and they should be able to get you in for an acute episode.
That said, what are you hearing about COVID?
Interesting enough, our COVID have dropped off a little bit, but we had a number of them all fall and summer, and we are still seeing them. We are now doing more testing than ever. In fact, now the rapid tests we have will actually look at COVID as well as flu A and B. And what's amazing is all summer, when we're testing people for COVID, a lot of them actually had flu concurrently. So this is a scary part for all of us, a new learning curve.
And speaking of the flu, flu season's just upon us now, and you still encouraging flu vaccinations?
This is the right time. I mean, my patients specifically, I always tell them I want them to get it 3 weeks before Thanksgiving because that's the biggest time everybody's going to mingle and get into trouble. So literally, since Thanksgiving is late, you get that extra week, get it done now.
And is it possible to get both if you're looking for a COVID booster and the flu shot at
yes,
the same time?
You can. It's interesting because a lot of people early on were afraid to get both. And amazingly, also in the past week, people are coming for the flu shot. We're going to get the COVID shot a week later. Said, oh, such and such got theirs the week before, had no symptoms. Give me them both. One in each arm.
And what else are you seeing in the office? Anything?
We have not seen much RSV yet. I mean, thank goodness RSV vaccination came out last year. So again, that is a one and done at the moment, but it is the right time of season to consider that if you are exposed to children at all, because they're the ones that will carry it home for everybody else. But it's also a good time to make sure everybody's catching up on their pneumonia shots, which we have fallen behind during COVID. People lost catching up with those routine shots.
I'm going to look like a pincushion if I get the shingles.
Shingles as well,
shots
too.
Shots too, right?
Absolutely, but you don't want shingles. If you've known anybody had shingles, not fun.
All right, back to this special device. Where can people get more information or even physicians that might be listening?
You can look on their website, which is called DermaSensor. But interesting enough, the reason this was even triggered is Time Magazine yesterday named it as one of their inventions of 2024. So that's how significant this is going to be, and I think it's going to open up access for people to get their skin screened appropriately earlier, which will save time, money, and aggravation for everybody.
And you got it first.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Kevin Wong, who is in the Gannett area and also works around the region. I appreciate you coming in, Doc. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.